The number of people in homeless accommodation is expected to exceed 10,000 for the first time in more than 2 years. This programme understands the figure is due to be confirmed in data for April, which will be published in the coming hours. It's the first time the number of people in emergency accommodation has exceeded that threshold since February 2020, just before the pandemic. Charities that work with the homeless say the increase in the number of single adults becoming homeless is of particular concern. In a statement to this programme, the Department of Housing said they can't comment on the April figures in advance of publication, but the continuing increase in the numbers accessing emergency accommodation here is a serious concern. In a moment, we'll talk to Mike Allen of Focus Ireland. But first, our reporter Helen Donoghue has been speaking to one man experiencing homelessness.
This is supposed to be the stopgap between the streets and my own place, but we'll see from here.
Anthony has been in and out of homelessness here since 2015.
It's been kind of 7 years, on and off. I have had a couple of periods of accommodation, but I've been in the six-man rooms, you know, people arguing and fighting. I've been out in tents in the middle of storms, and I was in a squat for a while. So, yeah, it's been a tour of the homeless system for me in general. You don't even get responses from landlords anymore, you know. It gets to a point where it feels like there's no point trying. It's only kind of been the last year that I came back into the hostels at all, trying to give myself a bit of a base.
Over that time, he says he's found it very hard to try to keep up any meaningful employment.
It's very difficult. You get yourself a job. Oh, where am I going to stay? Where am I going to charge me for? Where am I going to eat? Blah, 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 you know. Especially in them first couple of weeks before you get paid and stuff. There's so many people I've actually met in this situation, and it's quite surprising how many people are trying to live normal lives, trying to get to work. It actually costs your mental health to try and work yourself out of this situation.
He says he's found the whole experience very degrading.
It stops you from feeling like a normal person. It gets to a point where you can't even use a toilet in the city, you know what I mean? Because you look down on so much. You actually get so embarrassed in yourself to just even go and say, oh, can I use your toilet? Because you know for a fact that they know you're only asking because you don't have anywhere else to go. It makes you feel less than human.
Generally, for every 3 adults that enter homelessness over the last 2 years, only one has left. So you can see why the numbers are going up.
Pat Green of Dublin Simon says adult homelessness is a particular problem.
Yes, it's the highest number it's ever been and rising. Probably we'd be well over this month now, over 3,500 single adults in emergency accommodation in Dublin. We know that 60% of the residents here are fit and ready for housing. But they are fighting and competing in a private rented market, the same as somebody self-employed or a professional worker. Housing assistance payment has to be reviewed. But really, increases in homeless HAP will help a small bit, but the properties aren't there. So we have to have immediate short-term measures until hopefully a housing supply comes back.
Anthony is now doing a college course in horticulture.
Just trying to do something positive, you know, just try and not get stuck in a rut. It's a bit difficult to keep your head up sometimes, you know, but thankfully I managed to do it, and before my head went down I got the college course.
But he's doubtful about his chances of getting housed anytime soon.
I gotta be honest, there's nothing about this situation that makes me feel, yeah, things are moving forward, things are getting positive, you know, I'm getting closer, maybe timing and luck. But other than that, I don't really see a way out other than eventually it might be my turn for a council apartment. I don't exactly know what the answers would be. I just know that this ain't working.
And that report from Helen Donoghue. I'm joined here in studio by Mike Allen, who is Director of Advocacy for Focus Ireland. Welcome to the programme, Mike Allen. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We've seen, I think it's the case, that the numbers in homeless accommodation has begun to creep up now in the last number of months after coming down during the pandemic. What's happening?
Yeah, so we've seen the numbers start to go up since the middle of last year. We see all our services across the country are seeing more and more people coming in, people getting evicted from properties either because the landlord is selling up or because they've fallen behind in their rent because of the HAP payment that Pat mentioned, we might talk about again in a few moments, and also much, much harder for people to get out of homelessness. And we've seen that right across the country. Last month, it was you know, touching on the 10,000 and everything that we're seeing across the country would lead us to expect it would go through that absolutely shameful threshold yet again. From our perspective, when it went, so one of the things I think is really difficult for homeless organisations and for people who experience homelessness, but also for local authorities and people in the department, is the huge amount of work that went in during the COVID period, where we actually saw real, real progress, particularly families. The number of families fell significantly, and to see all that so quickly eroded is really, really hard. And people are going to have to, you know, get up and today and next week and get back to working on this. I think it's really important to
let's talk
to
about
that.
a bit about preventing people becoming homeless in the first place, keeping them in the accommodation they have. What needs to be done? What needs to happen? Now we have the easing, the removal of a lot of the pandemic restrictions to prevent people becoming homeless.
Absolutely, I think that is absolutely crucial. So the long term solution is build more homes. We all know that. Yeah. But while we're waiting for that, let's not destroy people's lives or make the most we can. If you look at when it went over to 10,000 the first time, which was in 2019, the minister then and the department announced a whole range of different things that we're going to do. They're going to take this all seriously. And if you look at what's being discussed now, it's exactly the same thing. So it's keeping landlords in the market. It's making sure that the HAP system is adequate to pay people's rent. It's about getting rid of this incredible level of dereliction and vacancy that we have all across the country. It's making sure that people aren't turning rented homes into short-term holiday lets. All those are the same. The minister's still talking about them. So I wouldn't dismiss it when he comes and talks about it now by any means. But what we absolutely need to know is that when the government commits to act on these things now, they actually bring in measures which transform them, and we end up in a different situation. We aren't back here in a few months' time or a few years' time talking about it at some higher level and thinking that the same solutions can just be talked about. You actually have to do them seriously.
Just to focus on one of those, the HAP payments. I mean, we were reporting yesterday the limits haven't been changed in nearly a decade?
Since 2016.
So is that absolutely an imperative?
It's absolutely an imperative. So even if your landlord is following the legal minimum, in the legal maximum rent increases, your rent will have gone up by 20% during that period of time. The amount of money that the state is paying to help you with your rent has remained the same, except for a few cases of discretion. But for the vast majority of people, it's remained the same. People are meeting that extra 20%, which is hundreds of euros a month, from their low wages or their social welfare payment. So it either means they're falling into arrears in rent, or they are getting into debt, or they're just not feeding themselves. And that's been going. So this was a political issue during the referendum. During the last election. The government put in its programme for government, it was going to look at one small aspect of that. We still haven't seen the report 2 years later. So when we say it's urgent, we don't mean it's urgent that they commission another report that's going to take 2 years to come out. We mean it's urgent they actually do something.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about those who are homeless and getting them into accommodation. And we heard in Helen's report the experience of one man. And what is striking is that he's been in and out of homelessness. So obviously he succeeded at certain points in getting a home, wasn't able to hold on to it. What needs to happen for those who are homeless to get into accommodation and to be able to stay there?
Yeah, it's a huge part of I mean, people sometimes think of homelessness, the figure goes up and they think it's just more people have come in. I mean, people do need to realise there's a huge number of people coming into homelessness and being supported out of it all the time. That's what the work we do. But when people are being supported out of homelessness and then falling back in, such as Anthony's story there, it's a relatively common story. So a couple of things need to be done. One is to make mostly where people are going are into the private rented sector. So they go into the private rented sector under the HAP scheme, and if the HAP scheme isn't fit for business for use, the risk of them falling back into homelessness is very high. But the other thing that they need is tenancy sustainment. So that's one thing Focus Ireland piloted, and it's now a national scheme. A lot of people get that sort of support to help them over the first period they're there, but not everybody gets it. And it's a bit of a hit and miss sort of program at the moment right across the country. And so making sure that people are supported until their tenancy is secure should be a fundamental part of what
Just
we're doing.
Just a final word about single people becoming homeless and the particular challenges they face in getting back into permanent accommodation, and why charities and organisations such as yourselves are concerned about this rise in single homeless.
So when we talk about the homelessness falling during the COVID, during the pandemic, mostly that fall was families. And then obviously they have children, so the fall was quite significant. But if you just track single households, single adult households, they continued to rise even during the pandemic when there was, you know, nobody was allowed out of their houses, yet people were continuing entering homelessness. And it's continued to rise since that. So there's other things happening at that level. There's a huge shortage of affordable one-bed apartments, which many of these people would require. And many of the development plans which local authorities are putting forward right around the country as they're doing their three-year, five-year plans at the moment don't include an adequate response. There are one-bed apartments, but they're for wealthy people. There isn't a building programme for social housing or affordable rental programme on anything like the scale that we need for the number of single households. Right. So people who are particularly vulnerable end up in homelessness, like Anthony.
All of this we will no doubt return to in due course. With the moment, Mike Allen of Focus Ireland, thanks for that.